Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Hey, and we want to thank everybody for tuning in, and we want to thank you again, Isaiah, as you do each and every morning, introducing this show to our 40,400-plus listeners that tune into a show here on Home-Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio, truly making us one of those popular shows that people tune in, and we really want to thank people that tune in. We want to thank you for your text messages and your words of encouragement and the questions and the things that people be asking. And we're just really, really excited about, the support, because this truly is listener-supported radio. It'd be one thing to look at our stats and see no one's listening and be like, wow, maybe no one really cares. But to see that, 40,400-plus people have tuned into a show here just lets us know that there must be some value in what we're sharing. And, we want to thank those that have tuned in and continue to tune in. And, hey, you want to get on our email list? You know how we do it. Send us a text. 252-406-0774. Send us your text message with your email address in there and just let us know, hey, I've been listening to Home-Based Business 101. Please put me on your email list so you can keep me up to date with all of the good and valuable information that you're sharing. Well, hey, we're going to wrap up today, part four of Winning in Business. And Winning in Business, and we're going to talk about this morning in terms of winning in business, about bridges, bridges to cross, bridges to burn, bridges to deal with, and all of that. And one of the things is that the hardest thing to learn in life is which bridge to cross and which bridge to burn. That's one of the hardest things that there is to learn. It's about dealing with bridges, because it's really difficult, because as we grow up, we're connected to people, situations, and all kinds of stuff. But then as we begin to grow up mentally and we begin to understand what we want to be able to accomplish in life, then we realize that we got to leave some people behind. And that deals with what we call bridges to burn. If you're going to burn bridges, Harvey McKay says, if you're going to burn bridges, you better be a darn good swimmer. a little quote from him, about as you burn those bridges, and I like to put it in a little different kind of way, is that, but again, as I said, certain people, it's hard to avoid. And so I have family members that I love and I care dearly about. And so I don't burn the bridge with them. I just draw boundaries so that I don't let them intrude to me with all of their negative baggage. Because if I do, then I'm not going anywhere. And so it's so important to do that. And what's going to happen as you deal with, quote unquote, burning bridges or making that disconnect, you're going to make a disconnect from the wrongs that have been directed towards you. And the key is, as you do that, is you want to take the high road. See, because if we don't take the high road, we get caught up in to arguing and fussing with people. They where they at. And all the argument and all the fussing you're going to do when they make going to change them, they're not going to change until they see the need to change. You know, and so, you know, you just got to forgive them and move on. Forgiveness allows you to be free from the nightmares of the past and to reclaim your dreams for the future. You can't convince somebody that what you're doing is right. Either they understand or they don't understand. That's called the unfairness of life. It, you know, give them the gift of forgiveness. It's a gift that once given offers something in return. Your spirit gets a rest. Even if they don't accept the forgiveness. If we don't deal with our unresolved conflicts, they deal with us. Do yourself a favor. Give them something they don't deserve but desperately need. That's the gift of forgiveness. If you don't, you're going to carry it, and it's going to weigh down heavy on you, and it's going to be hard for you to deal with your goals, your dreams, things you want to do, because you're carrying an unresolved burden. The burden of why does this person in my family or this person that's close to me, why don't they understand? Quit trying to figure it out. Stop beating yourself up. It's an unresolved conflict. You can't resolve it. Only God in the universe can resolve it. Let it go. Then give them the gift. The gift is you forgive them, even though they don't even know you've forgiven them. They don't even understand that you forgive. Let your spirit rest. Other than that, your spirit's going to be unrested because you're trying to resolve something that you can't resolve. Let it go so that you can grow. Because you have to take the mature perspective. And when you look at it like this, I'm going to give you a little quote here from John Maxwell. Say, some days I'm the pigeon, some days I'm the statue. You figure that one out, okay? Some days I'm the pigeon, some days I'm the statue. As the statue, some days you just get pooped on. And, you know, people just go and poop on you. And keep pooping on you, you know. And you got to know how to deal with it. So as you move through that, there's growth inhibitors. And you got to understand, what are the inhibitors? You know, what are the inhibitors? And you have to make hard decisions. What hinders my growth? Can I do something about it? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Can I do something about what's inhibiting me from growing and moving in the direction I need to do to win in business? And that's what you want to be able to ask yourself. Can you do something about it? And from John Maxwell's 15 Laws of Personal Growth, environment, growth thrives in conducive surroundings. You got to create surroundings or an environment that is healthy for your growth. You got to create an environment that is healthy for your growth. Pain. Yes, you're going to experience some pain. Pain, good management of bad experience leads to great growth. How do you deal with the pain that you go through? Everybody says it's going to be easy. It's going to be some painful moments, some painful journeys, and especially as you deal with this thing called family and loved ones. That is the greatest pain that most of us go through as we take this journey called business, personal development, and growth. It's the people we have to disconnect from, because they become an inhibitor. They inhibit our growth. They don't want anything. Let me rephrase it. They do want something. They don't know how to go about getting it or obtaining it. And they're using the wrong tools and the wrong means to make it happen. And those of us that have become enlightened, as we share with them the way to go about doing it, they reject that information. They reject that information. You know, there's trade-offs that you have to give up to go up. Ooh, that's a tough one. Trade-offs, you know, that you have to give up to go up. What are the trade-offs for you? You have to decide, what is it you got to trade off to accomplish the things that you want to be able to accomplish, to be able to win in business. I had a friend of mine, he used to have this old saying, he used to say, make sure the words you use are short and sweet, because you never know which ones you have to eat. So be careful what you say. That's why you might hear me sometimes here on this show, you'll hear me rephrase something. I'll say something, I have to rephrase it. You got to be careful what I say. Careful what I say. There's trade-offs. You have to give up to go up. You know, a lot of times we do stupid things, and then we have to ask for forgiveness. When God forgave me, I figured I better do it too. You know, hey, that, you know, God forgives us, and so we need to be able to forgive people. And it's hard, especially when people hurt you. When people hurt you, it's hard. You know, but that's part of this whole thing of the bridges that we have to burn. We got to burn those bridges so we can get where we want to go. Next is bridges we need to cross. Bridges to go back. I don't live there, but I want to go back there. Old friends. A true friend is forever a friend. You know, you go back. You go back and we go back and, you know, we have those old friends. I have old friends that I'm able to do some things with. I don't live there, but I go back there. But also, I'm not going to stay there. And because, see, what happens is we have those old friends that we deal with. Then we have what's called, as we grow, we have breakthrough experiences. Then we have good memories about things that we did long time ago. But it's changed. Cherish all your happy moments. They make a fine cushion for old age. Cherish your happy moments. It's important. I cherish happy moments. There was a time in my life where me and a group of guys, we would get together every evening at my old high school tennis courts, and we'd hang out and we'd play tennis, and sometimes we'd set the grill up and we'd grill and we'd eat food and play tennis and enjoy our camaraderie, and have some beer to drink, and it just seemed like those days would never end. But they did. And I ain't there now. A couple of guys have transitioned and passed on and you know, gone to that other world. And some people just, you know, they ain't even getting together anymore like we used to. You know, it's like the Marvin Gaye song, you know. Hey, you know, I remember we used to sing and dance, you know. And we spent time together, and it's a cherished happy moment. And it says it makes a fine cushion for old age. But that's God. That's God. It's a good memory. A very good memory. You know, I see it so clear, like it was just yesterday, but it's been years. And I miss that experience. I miss those days of being able to know at 4, 5 o'clock in the evening, I could go to the tennis court and we'd play tennis and we'd laugh and we'd talk and we'd joke. Some nights we'd be out there from 4 or 5 in the evening to 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night. So 12 o'clock at night, it's dark. Yeah, well, yeah, we wasn't playing tennis no more at that point. We just was fraternized. And I never forget one time, you know, police stopped by, and, you know, and not that they, you know, was harassing us or anything. They said that by us being there, that made that corner safe. And so they didn't have to worry about that particular corner in Baltimore City, which was the corner of Emerson Avenue and Athol Avenue, the home of my high school, Emerson High School. And the police said, you know, to us, said, you know, we know you guys are going to be out here, and y'all playing tennis, and y'all doing your thing, and, you know, but by you being here, it makes this corner safe, because we would be there, it would be like 10, 15 of us. And so they knew, they didn't have to worry about something else going on, but that's a bridge from the past. And obviously you can tell I'm passionate about it as I'm sharing those memories from that. What memories do you have from the past? Cherish them. The happy moments, they make a fine cushion for old age. Next, we're going to go to bridges to go forward with. Inspirational places. And growing with people. In everyone's life, at some time, our inner fire goes out. It is then burst into flame by an encounter with another human being. And we should be thankful for those people who rekindle that inner spirit. Because what happens? We end up with life-changing experiences. Life-changing experiences. Those are things that's going to help you with winning in business. I meet new people, and they contribute to some life-changing experiences that just take me to a whole nother level. A whole nother level. And I'm just so excited about those life-changing experiences as I deal with, you know, inspirational places and inspirational people, things that inspire me, things that just make me go, wow, man, ain't that something? And that's powerful. That's so powerful because you tap into that, it's going to help you with building to go where you want to go. We talk about this last bridge as we, you know, winding down here for the day. Bridges to build. See, if we focus our energies on sharing ideas and finding solutions and using what is right to remedy what is wrong, we can make a difference. We need bridges, and bridges are built by those who look to the future and dedicate themselves to helping others. I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future, and it is you and I. We hold the future based on what we do and how we move forward in terms of what we do. We have to deal with that. how do we deal with that? We deal with that in terms of our dreams. The dreams are making a difference. Hey, here's a little poem from, some verses from John Maxwell. Says, in a land where there are no musicians, in a land where there are no storytellers, teachers, and poets, in a land where there are no men and women of vision and leadership, in a land where there is no legends, saints, and champions, in a land where there are no dreamers, the people of that land will most certainly perish. But you and I are the music makers. We're the storytellers, the teachers, and the poets. We're the men and women of vision and leadership. We're the legends, the saints, and the champions. We are the dreamers of the dream. Hey, keep dreams moving forward. Jesse Jackson says, keep hope alive. It's so important. Your dream. The past is yours, learn from it. The present is yours, fulfill it. The future is yours, preserve it. Knowledge is yours, use it. Don't be blinded by prejudice, disheartened by the times, or discouraged by the system. Face the system, challenge it, change it, confront it, correct it. Don't let anything paralyze your mind, tie your hands, or defeat your spirit. Take the world, not to dominate it, but to deliver it, not to exploit it, but to enrich it. Take your dream and inherit the earth. See, dreams are so important. We have to have, you got to have a dream to push forward. You got to have a dream to push forward. We can learn from the life of Nelson Mandela. Nelson was locked up in Ruben Island 20-some years. And he said, don't let your surroundings control your spirit. Don't let people who devalue you determine your value. Dreams can be birthed during the daily grind. Out of our brokenness, we made whole and bring healing to others. It's very powerful. Don't let your surroundings control your spirit. What is your spirit? All of this leads to winning in business. See, if you let your surroundings control your spirit, your surroundings will stifle you. You got to be able to see beyond what you see. It's why we say, don't believe in what you see. See what you believe, because with God, all things are possible. People need to hold on to that kind of vision. Too often people trash it because they only see what they see. They only believe in what they see. Here's a powerful piece I'm going to share with you. A person said, is the glass half empty or is it half full? People always say, well, you know, it's half full. Or it's half empty. You missed the point. The glass is full. He said, wait a minute, Bobby Johnny, when you talk about the glass is full. It's a half a level of water in there. The riddle is it half empty or is it half full? You're saying it's full. Yeah, it's full. The part you don't see is the invisible, the air. Half of it is water and half of it is air. The glass is full. It's not half empty. It's not half full. It's full. But because we don't see with another mindset, we get trapped into, is it half empty or half full? It's full. You take this to the bank. It's full. It's not half empty or half full. It's full. You don't see the invisible. And that's what we don't see in our lives. We don't see the invisible. We don't see what's manifesting, what's happening, where God is taking us. We only see what we can see with our naked eye. That's why we need a third eye, so that we can see beyond what we see with our naked eye. That's what, you know, is so important in terms of being able to do that, seeing beyond the naked eye. All right, as I get ready to wrap up this morning, you know, other thing we got to do is we got to be focusing on leaving a legacy for the next generation. Leaving a legacy for the next generation. You know, it's not so much about what I do these days for myself, but for the next generation. My work at this point in my life, it's not so much for me, but for the next generation. And we really need to be focusing. Those of you out there that's listening, you got children, or in my case, grandchildren and children. You know, the children are grown. And hopefully in time, they'll come around and they'll catch this vision. But while I'm waiting for them to catch it, I got to make sure the grandchildren don't miss it. I want to close out with this poem. It's called "A Bridge Builder" by W.A. Drungo. An old man walking a lonesome road came at the evening cold and gray to a chasm, vast and wide and deep, with waters running cold and deep. The old man crossed in the twilight dim. The rolling stream had no fears for him, but he turned, went safe on the other side, and built a bridge to span the tide. "Old man," said a fellow traveler, "you're wasting your strength. We're building here. Your journey will end with the passing day. You never again will pass this way. You cross the chasm deep and wide. Why build you this bridge at the evening tide?" The builder lifted his old gray head. "Good friend, in the path I've come," he said, "there follows after me today a youth whose feet must pass this way. The chasm that was nothing to me, to the fair-haired youth, may be a pitfall be. He too must cross in the twilight dim. Good friend, I'm building this bridge for him." See, we're building bridges for the next generation. Do not devalue what you're doing. That's why it's so important to put value in what you're doing, because you're building for the next generation, as I share with you. At this point in my life, it's not about me. It's for those that's going to come behind me. The legacy that I'm able to leave, for the bridges that must be crossed and must be built so that they can cross. I close with this quote right here and this saying from an organization that I so deeply cherish and, you know, being a part of, and that is the Baltimore Rites of Passage Collective. We have a saying that says, "Because someone made it possible for me, I must make it possible for others. Someone took the time to impart knowledge and wisdom on me." See, I didn't learn all of the things that I'd be sharing with you here on these airways. It wasn't something I just woke up brilliant. It was because people mentored me, tutored me, taught me, and shared with me that I'm able to share with you. And you have to do the same. "Because someone made it possible for me, I must make it possible for others." And if we do that and reach back and teach one and love one and bring one forward, when we too will build bridges for the next generation that they can cross over and learn from the lessons that we have learned in life to move forward. That's how you win in business, by building bridges. Hey, this has been Bobby Jahi this morning here on Home Based Business 101. Hey, if you got a question, a comment, or something you'd like to share, make sure you send us a text at 252-406-0774. And until next time, as my grandmother would say, God willing, the creek don't rise. Hey, I will be back at you tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, as we do our Saturday morning show called Your Opportunity is YTB. So until next time, thank you. God bless you and build your bridges.